Settling and abandoning this orientation to control or to fix, to get somewhere, to get rid of something. And we replace that with the orientation or the deep wish to truly connect. So this simple, sustained, present moment awareness, it's really about this deep wish to connect. And recognizing the factor of mindfulness, this mental factor that doesn't forget, not forgetting that this is how it is. And of course, mindfulness doesn't care what's being known. Mindfulness is all about the recognition that it's like this now. Sustaining this mindful awareness and the quality of investigation begins to arise and strengthen in the process of being mindful, recognizing that what we pay attention to and how we pay attention matters. There are lawful consequences to what the mind is doing. For example, investigation reveals that when the attention is allowed to look at particular thoughts with attachment, that things tend to get tight. And investigation also reveals that when the attention is encouraged to connect with the ordinary experience of sitting or breathing, hearing, the mind becomes more simple and more happy. So with this sense of skill, what's skillful, the heart is willing to be committed. And the energy, the effort arises for the mind to take care of itself by avoiding what's unskillful and directing itself toward what is skillful. So allow this wholeheartedness or this commitment to what's skillful. Allow this to arise. A skillful effort to be relaxed, to be present and alert with the breath or with whatever's predominant in the moment. When the mind is fully committed, joy arises. It is the joy of the mind not fragmented. So it's the commitment, the wholeheartedness itself, that allows the joy to arise. Joy can arise as a brightness in the mind or waves of subtle pleasantness through the body and mind. Or be quite subtle, just a lightness in the body and mind. Allow the joy to suffuse the entire body and mind. And in a sense, the body and mind becomes quenched with the presence of joy and relaxes more and more into a state of tranquility or ease. So, of course, the quality of investigation and commitment, effort is still present, interested in the quality of tranquility, committed to knowing, seeing as it is. Simply noticing the quality of contentment or ease, however subtle or faint it might be, and just appreciating its wholesomeness. Being mindful of this quality, being interested, committed, having confidence or faith, there is tranquility here in the mind, in the heart. And then, as appropriate, noticing the ease of tranquility, quieting the mind down. The mind more and more resting in a stillness, a very bright, still, clear quality of mind. The contentment of tranquility leads to the stillness of concentration, a shiny quality of mind, still but bright. If the mind begins to slide towards sleepiness, then spend more effort, recognize the qualities of interest or investigation. We're investigating the stillness of concentration. Notice the quality of commitment or effort. Effort to be connected, fully connected with the experience of concentration, the stillness. And of course, the last quality in the seven factors is equanimity. So we're noticing this coolness or this dispassion. So even though the mind is wholesome, even beautiful, there's a quality of impartiality. It's just concentration. Just stillness, tranquility, joy. No need for any desperate effort to keep things beautiful. No fear. Just a natural understanding of the lawfulness of the mind. just as exercise, let's take the last couple minutes. And in any particular order, see if you can recognize the seven factors of awakening naturally alive or operating.